This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Whether you see it or not, whether the Republicans want to admit it, the Democrats, the political establishment, whomever, there is a changing of the guard in politics. And I'm talking about in general, and certainly with the Republicans, there is a changing of the guard. There is a changing of what represents Republican. As I like to say, I put the Republican I can. People like me, people like you. Elitists hate it because they've lost control. And the reason why I'm going to tell you there's a changing of the guard, and it's changing to MAGA. It's not all about Trump. Trump represents it, but it's not about him. And it's a stepbrother to the Tea Party movement. Really, it's a lost brother to the Tea Party movement. They just haven't done the Ancestry.com to know that they're actually real brothers. Really twins. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Mitch McConnell is on his last legs. We talk often about Pelosi. We talk about Schumer, how old they are. Mitch McConnell's in worse shape than any of them. And that's the one they want to run the Republican Party. You hardly ever hear Kevin McCarthy mentioned because they want it to be Mitch McConnell. Why? Because he is a rhino establishment Republican akin to the Democrats. Check their DNA. And by the way, they're twins as well. And they want, the elites want McConnell to be the guy in charge of the Republicans. They don't care. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. The Uniparty says, make Mitch McConnell the man. But he won't. He can't. They can't do it. They have no ability to influence it. Trump is the man. And it's, look, I'm going to tell you, I'm not here to do a commercial for him. I like Ron DeSantis more probably than I should. Because I've spent time with him and I like his style. But I won't tell you I like him more than Trump. I think he's a great understudy to Trump. I think Ron has a lot of elitism tendencies, not in the way that he behaves, but in who he follows. And that, to me, is a little dangerous. But I like him. I like that he's on our team. I think this move... The recent moves that he's made are brilliant, at least from a media perspective. Like what? Can't be a foreign national and buy land in Florida. Makes sense. I remember when foreigners couldn't own our media. You guys remember that? You're too young. My producers are too young to know that. You couldn't be a foreign entity and own our media because we were afraid of propaganda. Can you imagine that? So... DeSantis has made some good moves. He's a good guy, but I'm telling you, right now, Trump is setting the standard. And DeSantis admitted a while back he's following. He was completely enamored with Trump, as he should have been, because Trump was making the right moves. But the two things that Donald Trump has to fix, he's got to stop with this bragging about Wu Flu. He's got to pick better people. He's got to put the right people around him. But going back to why the elitists don't like him, he won't play by the rules. And the reason is clear. The rules suck. The rules only benefit a few. As we've seen time and again, you can't get away with what Hillary Clinton gets away with. You can't get away with what Hunter Biden up to this point has gotten away with. And of course, today, we're learning a lot more, aren't we? Consider all that the elitists did to crush Trump. Think about it. Who could have withstood this? Who could have stayed the course, kept themselves in the game, refused to... I mean, most people I know would have been crawled up in a corner in fetal position going, why me? Yep. It worked for a bit. These guys had Trump's people questioning him. It was no longer about Twitter. It was, he's still always in the news. Nobody's hearing about. They did everything they could to crush this man, and it worked. His Q score was dropping. I know it for a fact. I was at a Trump rally in Arizona. 5,000 people, give or take, maybe. There was a time you would have waited hours. I waited no time. Parked my car, went in there. There was some lines, so I was VIP, of course. I was VIP. And there were lines, but for the most part, easy to get in. And Trump showed up. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was a host of people. This was Carrie Lake prior to the election. As big as it gets for us, we had all the cast of characters. And maybe there were 5,000 people. But soon, those numbers will be back. I'm telling you. And the elites are scared, and rightfully so. Many pro-Trump people had cooled to the man. And here's what's so sad about it. Most of them didn't even know why. They cooled to him because the media said it. One of my good friends said, you know, Kevin, I voted for Trump twice, but I just wish he'd just stay out of the way. We need somebody else. And I go, and I asked him a simple question. I went, why? Well, and that was it. Really? You can't get, well, look, his policy on this backfired. Joe Biden did this. Yeah, nothing. Nope. Well, you got to give me more than that. You want to get rid of a guy who's really done well outside of the two things that I talked about. And by the way, they could be big things. If I were running against Trump, I would make a big to-do about what he didn't do in Wu Flu, why he didn't stay the course. You're supposed to be a leader. Why would you allow them to steal $6 trillion from the American people? See, the Democrats can't do that. They can't argue that point. They were part of the grift. But if I were running against Trump, I'd say, well, here's what I would want and what I would say to you, Mr. Trump. If you didn't have the balls to stick with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, knowing that they worked, why should I let you lead me? What was the cost of this? The shutdown of an economy? People committing suicide? People losing their life savings over your bad decision? And you're bragging about Operation Warp Speed? You should be ashamed of yourself. If I were running against him, that's what I would say. I'd say, I would have said, screw you, take ivermectin, do this, we're not shutting anything down, and let the chips fall where they may. That would have been leadership, and it would have saved us $6 trillion. And you know what else? We wouldn't be in partnership with China.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They are calling what's happening to Trump a stunning turnaround. And I pulled up media around this stunning turnaround because I got curious. Here's some of the headlines that you're seeing in the news. George Stephanopoulos admits the new 2024 poll just brutal for Biden. We played that the other day. Here's another one. Investor Business Daily. Biden's approval rating falls sharply. It's the economy. Then they go with the IBD/TIP poll. Newser. Biden lags Trump in poll. Alarming party strategist. Here's another one. Something is seriously wrong with President Biden. MSN News, that's who that one was from. Politico, Biden approval rating hits new low. Mediaite, new poll, Trump leading Biden by 7 points in 2024 race. Fox News, Biden complains about negative press coverage to MSNBC, suggests it's to blame for bad polling. Another one, Biden trading trailing Trump on key issue affecting America families as 2024 race heats up. And those are the headlines across the banner, you know, various news deals. When I Googled Joe Biden bad or Joe Biden poll bad, something like that. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson again. This is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. MSNBC, the one that wasn't very kind to Biden, said, to be precise, Trump is enjoying a 7-point turnaround. Washington Post ABC News poll released on May the 7th indicates that Trump leads Biden 49% to 42%. Now, let me just tell you this right now. The 42% is suspect to me because Joe Biden's done nothing to move it from when it was in the 30s. The number of Democrats that don't want Biden to run. Now, maybe it is the phraseology of the questions, but I don't believe this. Anyway, it goes on. It says Trump leads Biden 49 to 42%. Meanwhile, 44% of U.S. adults polled said they'd vote for Trump in 2024, whereas 38% would vote for Biden. See, now we're getting to the crux of the numbers. 38% for Biden, 44% for Trump. I'm inclined to believe that, even though I do believe Trump's going to get more and more for all the reasons that I said in yesterday's program. Let's see. 12% undecided. Now, they talk about the undecided and they say, well, the undecideds are people that hadn't gone with Trump that much. And let me tell you what they're basing it on. The exit polling from a cheated election. The people that they go, oh, well, we counted the independents and here's what they had to say. Don't believe the hype. Not true. It says this. Perhaps the fact that he's been out of office and Biden has himself performed poorly since taking over from Trump in January 2021, Biden's approval, as they say, dropped from 42% in January to 46%, means that undecided voters might break for Trump. Really, they might? Of course they're going to break for Trump. The guy finishes with this, and this was the part that I liked the best. He says, Democrats should be more worried than they are. Biden is not their knight in shining armor, and Trump is not the boogeyman they've made him to be over the last 6 years. Think about that. They're having to admit this. Biden, I don't know whoever thought he was a bright knight or what a shining knight, whatever. How could you even possibly think that? But the fact that he's no longer the shining knight and Trump is no longer the pariah, that's where you get the flip. And the media is having to admit this. Now, let me tell you why they're doing it. They're doing it early in the election cycle so they can say, look at all this positive news we've given to Donald Trump. It's so positive. What's not? I already talked about it. It's a setup. That's okay. We'll take it. All news is good news, as they say. He goes on, he writes, if enough Americans are more concerned about the negative direction of the country, as well as Biden's advanced age, and the health problems associated with that, perhaps the otherwise unpopular Trump can squeak by to re-election. So Trump is unpopular, but his numbers are always higher than Biden's, and they're growing. How unpopular is he? I looked at 2022. Let me give you some headlines. This is from Time magazine. No, well, let me just give you the headlines. Biden approval hits new low as more Democrats sour on ... That was NPR. 7/20 of 2022. You can look these up. Politico, Biden's approval rating hits new low. Oh, that was this one, 5-7-2023. 5-6-7-2022. Joe Biden's dismal poll numbers as a feature, not a glitch. That was the one that got my attention. They're a feature, not a glitch. And keep in mind, this was prior to the midterms. They're not a glitch. Joe Biden is not popular. Never has been, never will be. 5-5 of 2020. Cinco de Mayo, 2022, sorry. More bad news for Biden. More Americans are blaming him for ... NBC News, Meet the Press, Joe Biden's bad week, rough polls, bad breaks, and an awkward ... Reuters, USA Today, Reuters, Biden approval poll tracker, and it says the three-day poll, which ended in Sunday, showed a modest decline from last month, and it goes on to give you the numbers. This is bad news for, as I said, here's what I hate I'm right about this. I do. I wish Joe Biden could get through the primary and run again, because I want Donald Trump to kick his sorry butt. That's what I want. But he's not going to make it, sadly. He'll be lucky to be alive. I'm not kidding. He'll be lucky to be alive. If it weren't for the care that he got, once he became president, Joe Biden probably would be dead. I don't want to dwell on this. I just want to tell you that. You look at this. I've never seen this big of a media onslaught against a candidate on the left in ages. And it's not to be fair. It's not, well, you guys always complain we don't talk about Biden. Now we're talking about Biden and you're complaining. I'm not complaining. I just would like to know your agenda. Do you really want to give Trump a fair shot? I know the answer to that. Of course not. They need to get Biden. And Biden's not getting the message. So they're amping it up a little bit. And I think soon he will get the message.
Radio Show.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Congressional Budget Office says there is a significant risk of U.S. default within the first 2 weeks of next month unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. A big reason? Most pension payments for retired military and federal workers and Social Security checks go out in the first 2 weeks of June. When it comes to seeking asylum in the USA, as of today,
there's a right way to seek relief in the United States in a wrong way.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling would-be asylum seekers to follow the new policy and apply for asylum before reaching the U.S. border. Meanwhile, a lot of people who've been admitted to the USA and have hearings on their status scheduled may have to wait in overcrowded camps and shelters. A federal judge in Florida late last night temporarily blocked the release of migrants who are following the law. A hearing is set for next Friday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Again, you can sit there and deny that the actions you took, your policies, have sent the signal to the world. Again, in Title 42, it is the final signal that our border is completely open. You even stopped calling it apprehension. Now it's just encounter. You encounter. You're managing the process by making that processing and dispersing so much more efficient.
I would like to finish my answer.
Well, you're not answering the question. You're just dodging it.
No, I've already answered your question, Senator, if I may, that we do not believe the policies of this administration have caused the migration jumps that actually...
Okay, you're living in an alternate reality.
Is
the goal of this administration to actually reduce the flow of illegal immigrants, or is the goal just making it more efficient to let them in and disperse?
That was Senator Ron Johnson grilling Mayorkas on the immigration policy. And as you can see, we didn't do anything to create this problem, says Mayorkas, when it's a complete turnaround from where it was with Trump. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm just going to play some immigration clips that have been collected during the time of the Biden administration. You can make up your own minds about what you think about them. But here's another one. This is Pompeo on immigration. Now, I think the next one we have is what? L.A. Times? Yeah. So cut three's L.A. Times. But here's Pompeo talking about illegal immigration.
Isn't it extraordinary that President Biden drops his budget on the Friday before the long Memorial Day weekend last week? And in that budget, that zero increase toward Homeland Security, Secretary, okay? 1.6% increase toward defense spending. When you consider inflation, that would be a decline in defense spending. And yet there's $4 billion that he wants to allocate toward these Central American countries. Sending them $4 billion, is that going to help them, bribe them to tell their people, don't try to cross the border?
Murray, it's not going to do a bit of good. That money will end up in the hands of corrupt cartels. It'll end up in bad places. I can tell you where it won't go. It won't go towards humane policies that prevent people from leaving those countries and coming to the United States. The conditions down there are terrible, and a little bit of money from the United States isn't going to solve it. It is ridiculous to think that you can underfund the CBP, underfund our ICE agents, the folks who are responsible for these policies and their implementation, and then set up a policy that rewards people for coming across the border, knowing that if they make some asylum claim, they're going to get to disappear inside the United States. That's the magnet. That's the thing that drives what you're seeing. These now hundreds of thousands each month coming across our border. This is a catastrophe, Maria. And American money going to Central American leaders isn't going to solve this problem.
This is only in one state. From the LA Times, 1.
40% of all workers in LA County, that's 10.2 million people, are working for cash and not paying taxes. This is because they are predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. Donald Trump was right, too. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal aliens. 3. 75% of people on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. 4. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for by taxpayers. 5. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals. They are here illegally. 6. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles County are living in garages. 7. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. 8. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegal. 9. 21 radio stations in LA are Spanish-speaking. 10. In LA County, 5.1 million people speak English, 3.9 million speak Spanish. By the way, there are 10.2 million people in the LA County. All 10 of the facts were published in the Los Angeles Times. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth, and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York, results from immigration, and also, 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're going to be asking students for their opinion on the policy of deporting people that are illegally here and have broken the law. We're going to be reading them a quote in support of that policy, but what they don't know is the quote is actually President Obama's from 2014. Will that change their opinion? Let's find out. Donald Trump announced this past week that he would be urging ICE and other administration authorities to seek out people living here illegally that have broken the law to deport them. So I have a quote for you here that's been making the rounds on social media about the deportation of criminal illegal aliens. We are a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our laws, and I believe they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. That's why over the past 6 years, deportations of criminals are up 80%, and we're going to keep focusing on threats to our security. What's your thought on that quote and that policy in general?
I think that policy comes from a place of, like, white American nationalism. Donald Trump has kind of, like, embraced this rhetoric of, like, racism and xenophobia that is not beneficial to our country at all.
I don't think that that quote really stands true.
This administration has totally not done anything moral.
This is really awful.
Amnesty does not necessarily mean that we're losing border security. I think that Trump feels that way.
I think that's a bad decision because, like, the United States should be open to, like, immigrants. Like, it's, like, they call it land of the free for a reason.
We have to advocate for those kind of people. People like in Congress, like Ocasio-Cortez, who is helping people overcome these kinds of things.
Crimes do not nullify your humanity, and people are coming here in search of opportunity.
I'm going to show you the person that said that quote.
Also a nation of laws.
Undocumented workers. Is that surprising?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is that surprising?
Because I thought it was the Trump administration that said something like that.
Yeah, it's quite surprising. I thought it was from Trump.
I didn't expect it to be Obama either.
Why did you not expect it to be Obama?
Because... Not a mom who's working hard to provide for it. I don't know. Like, it never occurred to me that it could be Obama.
Is that surprising that it's a quote from President Obama?
Yeah, that is surprising for sure. Yeah.
Do you think it's still a practice of white nationalism, though, to deport criminal legal aliens?
I think the way Trump's doing it is.
Okay. President Obama, to this point in Trump's presidency, Obama actually deported more people, though. So it's, in practice, it was more from Obama, though.
What's your question?
I'd say my understanding of Obama versus Trump is that Obama was more liberal as far as amnesty and border security. I expected that quote to come from Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows the hypocrisy in politics. So one person can say something 5 years ago, and next thing you know, it doesn't apply to them anymore, and that they can now be the morality police for whoever is in charge now.
Does that change your opinion of the practice to know that President Obama did the same thing? Actually, to this point in his presidency, deported more people than President Trump had at this point.
No. Again, I just think that there's a moral way to do it, and I don't know a ton about Obama's deportation policies, but I imagine that they were a lot more humane than the ones currently going on.
You got to love when people are confronted with the reality of, oh, my hero did something versus, oh, I thought it was the bad guy. I love those. Cabot does a great job of that, those types of interviews. And we need to do more of those exposés. Can you imagine if we took a thing that showed what Joe Biden said about black folks and just showed it in the black community and said, who's the racist? Who's the sexist? Who's the homophobe? Who's the xenophobe? Who are the real warriors? I'm talking about the mean-spirited people that beat people up. Who are the liars? Who are the people who tell you that the vax is good? I mean, just take any topic you want. Give them the data. Pretend that it's the person that they hate. And then say, gotcha! And do it time after time after time and watch what happens to these chumps. I already know what's going to happen. It's so pathetic to watch this, and it's time and time again. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, the way we solve it is we've got to be creative in what we come up with. We can't just leave it to chance that these guys are that they're going to come to their own conclusions. I think I told you guys this story. A friend of mine, she is a converted Democrat, and I said to her, what did it? And she goes, it didn't take much. And I went, really? Why? She goes, well, you want to know how I became a Democrat? I said, how? She says, the people were canvassing in my neighborhood. They knocked on the door, the Democrats. They said, are you registered to vote? And I said, no. They said, well, let's get you registered. And they registered me as a Democrat. She goes, I voted Democrat ever since. That's it. No secret sauce. No analysis. No, am I really a Democrat or am I a Republican? You better be talking to your kids. You better be talking to people about these issues. Do you know right now Mayorkas is saying, it isn't our fault. We didn't grow the numbers at the border. Well, what do you think did it? Oh, it's the expiration of Title 42. Well, okay, if you knew that was coming, why didn't you plan on something else that says, look, Title 42 is going to expire, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a free-for-all getting into America. Did they do any planning on this? You know the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm not a scared person, so I'm probably not the best person to talk about this subject necessarily. And I'm going to cover the left's fear of Donald Trump. And I want to relate it to a show I was watching. I was watching the show Carnarcos. N-A-R-C-O-S, Narcos. The other day, and it's tied to the life of Pablo Escobar, the Medellin cartel guy from Colombia. And in this, and it's a 3 seasons, so I mean, it's a well documented thing. And by the way, if you get a chance, see American Me or American Made, or I think it's called American Me or something like that. Anyway, it's got Tom Cruise because he was a CIA guy that flew planes for Pablo Escobar to bring his dope in. And it was funny because as I'm watching Narcos, I'm thinking about the scenes in with Tom Cruise. And there's a scene in Narcos where they have so much money they can't launder it. So they bury it, and they have to make a map of where they bury it. With Tom Cruise, he had so much money, he had to do the same thing. Money he was paid from the cartel. Had to bury it. It was hidden in walls, barns, you name it. Can you imagine a life where money is that meaningless? Just, they throw $10,000 around like nothing. And I can't even imagine it. Putting your money in walls and closets. No vault could handle it. No banks. I mean, it was insane. It had to be shipped by train car. Anyway, Pablo Escobar, notorious drug dealer, and he comes up on these guys where he's got a drug route, and the FBI, equivalent of the FBI in Colombia, stops him in. They're like, we're going to search your thing. And he says, look, you can do that. But he starts naming who the people are. He knows them by name. And he knows that they have daughters. And they have, their grandmother is sick. And he's naming all these things. And essentially he's saying, if you take my vehicle, if you take this stuff from me, then this is what's going to happen to you. You know, I know everything about you. And you will die. You know, I'm going to make this happen. And I couldn't help but think to myself, and I want to make sure everybody understands, I'm going to say something that you might not like right now. I thought to myself, I just shot him right there. No questions asked. Well, Kevin, you're the equivalent of the FBI. You can't just kill especially a head of the drug cartel. He wasn't in a cartel at that point. He was by himself. But yes, you can. And you could tell everybody he threatened all of us and our families. And would have killed him and everybody associated with that truck. Let me tell you what I would have done. Now, you might not like that. If I'm going to die, or if I can't live the life that I want to live, and I don't get to do my job the way I want to do it, then neither will you. And I don't consider it desperation. I think of it as dying with honor. The left are like Pablo Escobar. They want to know everything about you, and because they want to threaten you with it, and they target you. And that is why I believe they fear Trump, is because Trump is like me. He says, all right, you can threaten me, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dispatch you. You probably haven't seen the scene, but if you have seen Narcos, Pablo, he's walking in front of these guys. Is that so-and-so? Oh, yeah. How's your wife? How's that new wife of yours? How's that daughter? How's your son? How's that boarding school? How's this? How's that? He would have got, when he got to me, and he started describing my life, he wouldn't have gotten to the next guy. And this is Trump. Trump is saying, the Democrats are coming up to him going, hey, how are your kids? How's that partner of yours? How's that Paul Manafort? How's that Papadopoulos guy? How's that Mike Flynn guy? How's that so-and-so Jared Kushner? How's your daughter? How are your kids? And Trump is saying, they'll be fine. They're going to all be fine because I'm going to be shooting back. Maybe it's not the best metaphor, folks, but it's all I got. They're afraid of Trump. And I'm amazed at how much they're afraid of him, but I do understand why. He has been a one-man wrecking crew that decimated these leftists, these crooked politicos. And here's what I will tell you. Right now, there's a guy, he's narrating this, and he's a member of DEA. And he's the one that's saying, he said, little did I know, because he saw Pablo Escobar on TV doing a commercial. And he says, little did I know how big Pablo would become in my life. And he explains that his mission, because of what he saw in his youth, was to make America safe and fight these guys like Escobar. And we all know the ultimate outcome. Escobar ended up going down. So, I get it. They're afraid of Trump. And Trump, he exposes all the things that the left have been getting away with for so long. I'll give you another example. I remember Mark Cuban when he became a billionaire. And he said to him, yeah, he goes, well, what I do is I invest my money in such a way that I can't lose. He had my full attention. And he explained that whether it goes up or whether it goes down, he's betting on both sides. So he's not going to lose much. And as long as he takes his, you know, he puts his the bulk of it, in other words, he's going to get taxed as a billionaire and making money. But he says, what I do is I make sure that the part that's working doesn't do much. You know, in other words, I'm not going to show a lot of income. I'm not going to show a lot of loss. But I'm going to be making money on this other stuff that's more stable. So stocks and bonds, I'm not worried about them. And I probably didn't give a great explanation of it because I don't know exactly how it worked. But I know this. He said, I don't lose. They call it hedging your bets. And I don't even think he's losing what the bookie gets. You know, what they call the VIG. He's not even losing that. So he's left to just take his normal money, make money with it, and, you know, have money to invest in. When he's investing it, he's not worried about volatility. You think Nancy Pelosi's worried about volatility of the stock market? Let me tell you, I put my money in Tesla. When I told you guys, when Tesla went down to like 140-something, it came up a little bit, and I invested in it. And I warned you. I told you, I said, man, this thing's going to shoot through the roof. Shot up to $200. I took my mind off of it. I was like, I've already made six. It was within a week. I'd made, you know, thousands of dollars. I don't remember how much. The first day it was like a couple days, it was $6,000. It was a lot. And then I looked at it a month later and it had dropped. And I was what? Couldn't believe it. It had gone from 200 a share down to 180. Now I got it at 159 and change. So say 160. So I'm still up. I looked around one day. It was down below 160. And I went, you've got to be kidding me. It's above right now, slightly. But I'm not watching it every day. And so right now, I'm up again. But I was down. I could potentially lose. And that is what you recognize as an investor. Not the Democrats. They're going to win every time. So I get why they're targeting Trump, because Trump is saying, you know what? I'm going to show you guys how the game gets played. I'm going to show you the tricks of the trade. And these guys are not going to be able to run and hide from you. They're going to have to come to you with a reason for how they've made their money and whatever's happening. And they can't stand it. They're Pablo Escobar. They're going after everybody. They're going after the Manafort's, the Papadopoulos, the Mike Flynn's, the Trump children, any Trump satellites, as they call them. But worse, you ready, folks? They're going after us. You know, the maggots. Joe Biden says the ultra MAGAs. Going after us. You think Wu Flu was meant to go after the left? You're out of your mind. They came for us. We're the business owners. We're the belly achers. We're the anti-vaxxers, the anti-maskers, etc. They want us. And they want us to worship at the altar of leftism. To bend to their will, their whims, and their fantasies. You up for that, or are you going to stop it?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.